The situation for millions of unemployed Americans becomes even more dire today. Senate lawmakers have adjourned for the week with no plans to extend the weekly $600 in CARES Act benefits that has been helping families across the country stay afloat during this pandemic. And states are still struggling to respond to a backlog of weeks and sometimes months of jobless claims. Unemployment expert Andrew Stettner with the Century Foundation told us on the show last week that part of the problem is that states are still using outdated systems that prioritize fraud detection.
Those states that have a customer service orientation and think of their job first as paying workers who are unemployed, states like Rhode Island, you know, and increasingly Michigan, you know, they're doing a better job. No state is having it easy.
And Rhode Island is actually among those states embracing technology to better serve unemployed people during the pandemic. Scott Jensen is the director of the Rhode Island Department of Labor and Training, and he joins us now. Scott, welcome.
Nice to be here, Tanya.
So, Scott, Rhode Island is, of course, the smallest state in the U.S., so your situation is a bit different than, say, a place like California. But briefly walk us through the changes you made to your unemployment system during this pandemic, and what have been the results so far?
Well, Rhode Island is a lot smaller than California, but we have the same structure, so we're a very good lab for democracy. So we've been very fortunate to get really, really good and productive partnerships with Amazon Web Services to really help us out. So they bailed the citizens of Rhode Island out with this one, along with my team.
And this Amazon Web Service is a cloud-based system. It gives the department the ability to process up to 2,000 concurrent calls so that folks are not getting a busy signal, essentially.
That's part of it, but we've just started. So in an iterative way, we're going to create a new system on the cloud that will better serve folks trying to get unemployment benefits in this horrible time, but also into the future.
I want to note that other states like Kansas are also using similar technology. I want to ask you about fraud detection. So as we heard earlier, fraud detection isn't necessarily the best priority if you're trying to quickly help people in need. But Rhode Island has paid out more than $8 million in fraudulent unemployment payments during this pandemic. How are you verifying that claims are valid, and how are you planning to beef up those efforts?
So this is a perfect example of what old technology can't do. Old technology that verifies people's existence simply by getting information from them, you know, can't fight what this imposter fraud criminal wave that's hitting every unemployment insurance program in the country. You just can't do it that way. When somebody steals an identity elsewhere and shows up with it, you know, you can't stop it. However, if you think differently about how you're doing it and you create through a much more interactive process, a robust digital fingerprint, that information can be used to combat fraud. And that is, we are building fraud detection into every piece of our new system, which I think is a radically different approach to combating fraud and one that will work. Fraud's always going to be a problem, but you know, we have to think of new ways to combat it.
How concerned are you about Congress changing the $600 CARES Act benefit? It expires today. So really, regardless if it continues in some way or not, it will require your department to change the process of handling claims. How concerning is that?
It's very concerning. You know, I think to begin with, the worst part is there are millions of people in the United States who are waiting with bated breath for something to happen. I am hopeful that Congress will figure out the direction they want the country to take so that those of us tasked with taking that direction can do it. There's an idea floating out there that it's just a simple matter to peg everybody's benefits to some percentage of what they made. We can do that technically. The problem is that data, what exactly someone made, is rather hard to find. And usually it will require, even if we could program it, it requires a lot of adjudication between, you know, our team and people seeking benefits to really get to the bottom of what that number is. So a flat rate is much, much better and can be implemented much more quickly.
You just laid this out to some extent, but what do states need from lawmakers to better serve residents who are unemployed right now?
We needed an answer to what is going to happen with benefits about 2 weeks ago. And the quicker that answer can come, the quicker that, you know, colleagues of mine around the country can gather their teams, spend, you know, every waking moment in order to make the changes necessary to get folks the help that they need. So really, it's a matter of time. We need time.
You need time. Yeah. That is Scott Jensen, the director of the Rhode Island Department of Labor and Training. Scott, thank you so much.
An absolute pleasure.